Unbelievable.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden opening a day of meetings in Germany where he was awarded with the highest honor the German government gives individuals for public service. As he accepted the Order of Merit, he touted the U.S.-Germany alliance and he also referenced the war in Ukraine.
We must sustain our support. In my view, we must keep going until Ukraine wins a just and durable peace.
South Korea's Yonhap News Agency reports that South Korean intelligence says North Korea has deployed 12,000 troops to support Russia in the war. Michigan, the destination today for both presidential candidates, Vice President Harris, former President Trump, have events around the state. Still no response from Hamas after Israel announced that it killed the Hamas top leader, Yahya Sinwar, the mastermind of the October 7th attacks. And the Texas Supreme Court halted the scheduled execution of Robert Roberson, convicted of killing his daughter in 2002. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Charges are filed Thursday in the death of 3-year-old Elijah Vu. The boy's mother, Katrina Bauer, is being charged with chronic neglect of a child, consequences death, child neglect, and obstructing an officer. Bauer's boyfriend, Jesse Vang, was charged with physical abuse of a child, repeated acts causing death, hiding a corpse, and obstructing an officer. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigned in Wisconsin Thursday with stops on 3 college campuses. During Harris's stop at UW-Milwaukee, protesters opposing U.S. support of Israel's war in Gaza were outside the student union. Harris also had events in La Crosse and Green Bay. And the Department of Natural Resources is asking you to avoid burning due to elevated fire danger across the state. The DNR is partnering with the National Weather Service to monitor the situation over the weekend. Current wildfire concerns are primarily due to lack of precipitation statewide and gusty winds.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM.
sunny and warm and a little windy today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be south at 15 to 25. Clear tonight, 42. Tomorrow, sunshine, 73. Then on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high back up to 78. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hit to the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you, 6:05 a.m. on Friday morning. Things may sound a little bit different because I am actually live in studio this morning due to an internet outage that is impacting the Baraboo area. As far as we can tell at this point in time, this outage is impacting the Baraboo area from the airport over to the Devil's Lake State Park area. And also we know that cable TV is down, internet is down for Spectrum customers at this point in time. What we do know is it went down about 12:30 a.m. this morning. We have contacted Spectrum, and they are expecting service restoration tentatively around 9 a.m. this morning. It is not a nationwide issue at this point in time, and as far as we can tell at this point in time, it is a regionalized issue. The other things that are impacted in the Baraboo area are also U.S. Cellular customers and Verizon customers. So if you are one of those two customers and you're trying to make phone calls this morning, that probably is not going to work. Now, one thing is if you do happen to have an internet service provider, you may be able to do Wi-Fi calling on your phone this morning. So that is what we know at this point in time. So again, Spectrum outage in the Baraboo area. They are working on the issue. They are expecting tentatively to restore services in the area about 9 a.m. this morning. U.S. Cellular customers are also impacted, as well as customers that have Verizon services. Those are the people that have reached out to me this morning. We have reached out to Spectrum Corporate to get a statement from them. We have not heard back from them. We're assuming those folks are not quite in the office like the rest of us are up and about this morning already. So that is what we know at this point in time, so we'll keep you up to date as we know things, and we'll provide more information throughout the morning. So we'll get back into the music. We're going to play A Flock of Seagulls, you know. That's what we're all about, actually. We do have quite a few things that will be going on this morning, so I'll talk about those shortly. So if you are celebrating a birthday anniversary, you can try to text that information in to me as well. If you want to let me know about your internet woes this morning, 608-355-9970. Brad, you have cell coverage. Here's A Flock of Seagulls. I Ran So Far Away on Max FM.
We'll be right back.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. The clock just rolled over to 6:11 a.m. Live in studio with you this morning. I don't have internet at home, like a lot of others in the area, I suppose. And I plugged my laptop in. I should really turn the power strip on if I want to have power. I'm having just a great morning with you all. Here is Shannon on Max FM.
We started dancing and love put us into a groove. As soon as we started to move, the music played while our bodies displayed through the dance. Then love picked us out for romance. I thought it was clear.
Oh.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Good Friday morning. Dave Grant with you live from the Max FM studios, 6:18 a.m. So, yeah, been an interesting morning. Things may sound a little bit different because I'm actually live in the studio, not from my home studio, because guess what? We do not have internet there. So we've been researching this a little bit. We've made a few phone calls because... also, U.S. Cellular was not working for me this morning either. So what we know as of this moment and time, we did reach out to Spectrum, and they confirmed there is an outage in the Baraboo area. They said it extends from the airport to Devil's Lake State Park, and they expect service restoration tentatively at 9 a.m. We know that also U.S. Cellular customers were impacted, as well as Verizon customers. I have U.S. Cellular, so I know that for certain. And a Verizon customer has reached out to me to indicate they've also been impacted by this outage. We believe at this point in time it to be a regionalized issue. We did talk with one of our listeners, Randy, this morning, and he indicated once he got north of the airport that his phone started working. So that would definitely correlate to what we've been seeing this morning. So again, if you are a Spectrum customer, you will not have internet. I can speak to that. We have local internet service here from another provider as well. Our primary internet connection is working. Our Spectrum internet is not, as well as our cable TV is down here as well. So that is what we know at this point in time. So again, they're expecting to have that corrected tentatively for 9 a.m. this morning. So we're going to talk about what's going to happen this morning on the morning show. We have some very interesting things going on here today. So in addition to dealing with internet outages, right? So a couple of things that are going on we want to make all of our listeners aware of. It's going to be a little bit different this morning. Because we have some interviews this morning. Our first interview is going to be a fun one at 7:30 this morning. We had Betsy Corbinier in here yesterday to do her interview about her book, Time, Beauty, and Grief, A Hike Through the Wisconsin 50 State Parks. We're going to have that interview right around 7:30 this morning. Betsy is an amazing individual. If you go over to our Facebook page, you can see a picture of her book. And she is living her life, and she is embracing the blue hair role, as she put it yesterday. She's so awesome. I got to talk to her for a while offline as well, and she had some great advice as well. So definitely one of the nicest people I've ever met. And I'm not saying that just because she took her picture with me and handed me an autographed copy of her book either. I mean, she's a great lady. And if you want to meet her tonight, you can go to the Village Booksmith right around 6:15 p.m. She'll be there for the Wisconsin Science Festival book talk. She'll be there to autograph the book. You can meet her. She even's going to get her picture taken with you if you want. And yeah, she's so great. So again, tune in for that about 7:30. 8:10 a.m. around that time, we're going to be interviewing Mayor Rob Nelson. Mayor Rob was in here, and we are going to talk about everything that's going on with the referendum. So this is an unscripted interview with the mayor to talk about the referendum. So that'll be airing at 8:10 this morning. A little before 8:30, we're going to have hanging with Havel and Maddie this morning, because they're going to be talking about everything that's happening with the Packers. They have made a change with their kicker, and so they're going to go in depth with that is the plan this morning. We expect that to last a little bit longer, just because everything that's going on with the Packers and so forth. So we're going to just give you a heads up. There'll be a little different feel to the morning show this morning, because we have those two interviews, and then we're going to have hanging with Havel. And again, I expect that to last a little bit longer, because with the kicker change, and there's a little bit of controversy, I will say, with that. I'm going to let Maddie and Havel handle that one this morning. I'm going to stick to the things I know. So, all right. So that is what's going on again. Spectrum internet outage in the area, U.S. cellular issues related to that, as well as Verizon. Regionalized to the Baraboo at this point in time. I'll keep you up to date as I know more. 6:22 a.m. on Friday morning. More Music Mornings with Dave on Max FM.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids' Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. The Friends of Mirror Lake State Park and the park staff invite you to the Halloween Mystery Candlelit Hike. It's a fun family evening at the park as you locate clues along an easy 1 mile trail lit to help find out who the mystery guest is. There'll be pastries, caramel apples, and hot cocoa for free will donation. Hike will start at the beach. It is free, but you will need a park sticker to enter the park. This begins again on Saturday, October 19th from 6 p.m. and runs until 8 p.m. Details can be found at friendsofmirrorlake.org. The Reedsburg American Legion Post 350 invites you for their 15th annual Roast Turkey and Baked Ham Dinner. This is a dine-in or carry-out event. It will take place on Saturday, October 19th from 4 p.m. until 6:30. This will be at the VFW Hall, 200 Veterans Drive in Reedsburg. $13 in advance or $15 at the door. Kids 8 and under will eat for free. And the Cab Theater in Baraboo will be hosting the Macabre 12 One Hell of a Hunting event. This is going to take place both on Friday and Saturday. This will be at Circus World Museum. It's a ghostly good time at this Halloween-themed presentation. Enjoy a series of one-act plays, locally written, acted, and directed, themed around everyone's favorite time of year, Halloween. This will be both Friday the 18th and Saturday the 19th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $7 at the door, and it'll be happening at Circus World in Baraboo.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great-tasting Honeycrisp, McIntosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great-tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
I want you to want me.
I'm
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Brand hanging out with you on Friday morning. Yes, it is early, 6:29 Friday morning. I am actually sitting in the studio and, you know, I just realized I didn't get breakfast yet. Now I'm going to be hungry. I think I got a few snacks or I got to go check. Here is Gary Newman with Cars on Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Corey Hart, sunglasses at night. Yeah, you don't need the sunglasses just yet. It is still dark outside. And yes, I know that because I drove here and I didn't have my sunglasses on because wouldn't been able to see after all. So yes, I am live in studio this morning. We had an interesting start to the day. Woke up and I go grab my phone and I'm like, I don't see any new email on here. That's kind of weird. And I look and see SOS on my phone. I'm like, yeah, it's definitely weird. Okay, I'll restart my phone. Nothing. I'm like, all right, I'm thinking the internet might be out. Well, maybe I'll just kind of not worry about it. I'm like, oh, wait, no, that's going to be a problem this morning. So I did get up bright and early this morning. Unfortunately, I did make a little too much noise in our household. So I do apologize for waking up Wendy because, you know, normally I get to kind of have just a relaxed pace in the morning, go out to my home studio and talk with all of you and do things from there. Nope, that wasn't going to happen because Spectrum did have an outage this morning. It happened at 12:39 this morning. And what we do know in talking with Spectrum this morning is that it's regionalized to the Baraboo area, is impacting people from basically the airport to Devil's Lake State Park. So that is what we were told by Spectrum this morning. Regionalized issue. Now, the caveat with this is it also impacted U.S. Cellular and Verizon customers, so you didn't have cell service or data on your mobile devices. So that is also my backup plan, is to use my cell phone as a hotspot. And yeah, that's a no-go because that wasn't working either. So came in here. That is why you're hearing me talk from the studio this morning and doing things just a little bit differently than what we're used to. And yes, there was definitely a Spectrum outage. Now, they were saying they were expecting to have services fully restored by about 9 a.m. this morning. I am starting to get some alerts on my phone from some of our smart devices at home, so I suspect that our internet is coming back up. I can't speak to cell service yet because I've been doing Wi-Fi calling since I've been here. So if anyone knows anything on that, you can feel free to text me on our text line, 608-355-9970. But that is what is going on this morning. Again, this is impacting the Baraboo area. It is not a nationwide thing, not even a statewide thing, regionalized to the Baraboo area at this point in time. So yeah, no fun when you don't have internet. You know, it feels a little different. I get it. It felt weird for me as well. So coming up this morning, if you are celebrating a birthday anniversary, please text those in to us, 608-355-9970. We definitely want to get those on the air this morning. We'll hopefully have a little time to talk about our celebrity birthdays. Also, we have a few things going on this morning. It's going to be just a little bit different. We're going to have some fun stuff happening as well. We're going to be interviewing Betsy Corbinier. She wrote a book and is going to be at the Village Booksmith tonight at 6:15 p.m. to sign that book. You can meet the author. She is a 65-year-old lady who has done so much, and she's hiked 50 different parks. So, yes, she's going to talk about that in her book. She'll be at the Village Booksmith tonight. We're going to interview her. Amazing individual. It's just she's fantastic. And you can go over to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page if you'd like to see Betsy. I mean, she's just awesome. Also, 8:10 this morning, we're going to be interviewing Mayor Rob Nelson about the referendum for the city of Baraboo. This is an unscripted interview with the mayor, so we will air that in its entirety, roughly 8:10 this morning. That'll be coming up. A little before 8:30, we're hanging with Havel and Maddie. There's a lot going on with the Packers and the kicking situation, so we're expecting that to last a little bit longer this morning. So we're going to have a little bit different morning today, but hey, that's okay. You know, not having internet, you know, it just made for a different morning as well. I mean, I got a few jokes that could go with that, but I don't want to get in trouble either. So we'll get back into the music on Max FM.
Today's Max FM big deal of the day. 50% savings at Elusive Escape Rooms in Wisconsin Dells. Experience working with your team of family and friends while solving a mystery at one of Wisconsin Dells' most popular attractions. It's the best escape you'll ever attempt to make. Do you have what it takes to make your escape? Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or healthcare. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
I'm Kim, a U.S. Cellular customer. They asked me to tell you that their special customer event, Us Days, is back. Get $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Us Days at U.S. Cellular is back. Exclusive offers just for us, just to say thanks. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details after portrayal.
Whoa, slow down. Get up to $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. It's Us Days going on right now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and CellPlus.com.
Febreze. As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust new Febreze car vent clips, now with 3 times greater scent control, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with new Febreze car, I know my car's going to smell amazing, which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs.
Picking up, Oscar! La, 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 la.
The greatest head coach in Virginia men's basketball history is calling it a career. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Tony Bennett retiring from his position today. In 15 seasons at the school, he led the Cavaliers to 10 NCAA tournament appearances and the 2019 national championship. Bucks closed out their exhibition season with a 109-94 loss to the Dallas Mavericks last night. The team rested most of its regulars. Gary Trent Jr. led the way with 12 points. The Packers and Texans look to stay hot, squaring off at Lambeau Field on Sunday. 5-1 Houston has won 3 straight. The 4-2 Packers have won 2 in a row. Week 7 of the NFL season opened last night. Denver marched into New Orleans and beat the Saints 33-10. The Badgers take their show to Evanston to face Northwestern on Saturday. Kick time 11 a.m. In the Major League playoffs, Cleveland on the Yankees 7-5. The Yanks still lead the series 2-1. Dodgers over the Mets 10-2. LA is up 3-1 in that series. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
sunny and warm and a little windy today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be south at 15 to 25. Clear tonight, 42. Tomorrow, sunshine, 73. Then on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high back up to 78. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47. 99.7.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl while the zips attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Graham with you, 6:48 a.m. on Friday morning. We're live in studio. It is looking like the spectrum issue is getting resolved at this point. I'm working on some confirmation of that, trying to do a few things in between. So we'll do our best to see what we can find out on that, but it appears those services are getting restored a little earlier than planned. Well, a lot of interesting things going on there. So far, no confirmation on what happened. Waiting to hear back from them. As soon as I know, I'll let you know. Here is Aerosmith on Max FM.
Every time that I look in the mirror, all these lines in my face getting clearer. The past is gone. Just to
90s and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Breakfast Club right on track. That seems like a great song this morning with everything we've had going on in the Bear Bear area. It's going on 6:57 on Friday morning. So things may sound a little bit different. I am live in the studio. Didn't have internet this morning, so drove over here, which is all good. Had to knock the rust off. I haven't done this in a while in studio, so it's a good thing. So yes, if you were a Spectrum customer, you did lose your internet this morning about 12:30 this morning. Looks like internet services are being restored as we speak. Starting to see some notifications from my home internet, so that's a good sign. Also know that US Cellular's calling is now working. Just tested that on my phone, and we have a new studio phone, so I was able to call the studio. So yes, that appears to be working as well this morning. So some good things. So yes, that services are being restored. Spectrum cable TV was still down. I just checked that a couple of minutes ago. So I know they're working on that. It's regionalized to the Bear Brook area from the Devil's Lake State Park over towards the airport. So Bear Brook area is impacted by that Spectrum outage. It is not a statewide or nationwide issue. So we have a few things going on this morning. We will have news coming up in just a couple of minutes. About 7:30, we'll have Betsy Corbin here. She's going to be over at the Village Booksmith. She's an author and has hiked in 50 of our state parks. She'll be at the Village Booksmith around 7:30 tonight. So we'll have an interview with her right around 7:30. We'll have an interview with Mayor Rob Nelson about the referendum. That's going to air at 8:10 this morning or thereabouts. So that is an unscripted interview with the mayor about the referendum. So if you're interested to hear that, 8:10 this morning. And a little before 8:30, we're off hanging with Havel and Maddie. They're going to talk about the Packers and their kicker situation. That'll be a little bit of an extended talk, I suspect, just because a lot going on. So in a minute or two, we'll have a look at local news, state news, and weather on Max FM.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled. And our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart